KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, Saturday sectional wrestling meets were held in the 1A and 2A classes. In Class 2A at a meet in Red Oak, it was Clarinda winning the meet with Atlantic runner-up, and both those teams will qualify for the regional duels this week. Also, Clarinda qualified 9 wrestlers to move on to the district meet on Saturday. Atlantic had 7 qualifiers, Red Oak 3, Bedford Lennox 4, Shenandoah 2, Missouri Valley had 3. Among Atlantic's qualifiers were Dylan Cox, the runner-up at 120 pounds, Reed Nichols, who was champ at 132, Matt Smith, the runner-up at 145, Matthew Williamson, who was the champ at 170 pounds, Tyler Stork, who was the winner at 195, Tyler Christensen, who took the 220-pound title, and Jez Phippen, who was runner-up at 285 pounds. Also, at a 2A meet at South Central Calhoun Saturday, Harlan finished back in the pack in the team competition, but they did have 5 wrestlers qualify for the district meet. Another 2A meet at Winterset saw Creston win the team title to qualify for the regional team duels. They also had 11 individual qualifiers move on to Saturday's district meet. Class 1A sectional on Saturday at Woodbine saw Audubon win the championship and Logan Magnolia the runner-up. Both those teams qualify for the regional duels this week. Audubon had 6 qualifiers. Logan Magnolia, Tri-Center, and Coon Rapids Bayard all had 4. Woodbine had 5. AHST 2 and Exira EHK had 3. Among the area qualifiers, at 106 pounds, Kyle Julesgaard of Audubon was runner-up. Also at 113, Christian Polly of Tri-Center and Austin Malloy of Exira EHK both advance. Brad Kirkhoff of Audubon was the champ at 120 pounds. Andrew Malloy of Audubon the runner-up at 126. Also Chase Peterson of Audubon won the 138-pound title. Evan Hansen of Exira EHK and Darian Earlbeck of Tri-Center were first and second at 145. Lauren Williams of Tri-Center was the champ at 152. Kyle Bauer-Kemper of AHST was the runner-up at 160 pounds. Jake Larson of AHST was runner-up at 170 pounds. At 182, Jesse Swoboda of Audubon and Ben Wellman of Tri-Center both advance. Trey Sander of Exira EHK wins the 195-pound title, and Audubon's Matt Fett was the champ at 285. Those wrestlers all move on to the district meet on Saturday. Also in a 1A sectional Saturday at Underwood, it was Riverside winning the team title and East Mills the runner-up. Both those teams qualify for the regional team duels this week. Riverside, East Mills, and Griswold, along with St. Albert, all had 5 qualifiers for the district meet. Underwood had 6. Southwest Iowa had 2. Among the district qualifiers, Riverside's Jacob Vogel, he was runner-up at 113. Tucker Blummel of Riverside and Tom Jennings of Underwood were at 120 pounds. They were first and second. Also at 126, Andrew Fouch of Underwood and Zach Vance of Griswold both move on. At 132, Clay Harris of Riverside and Austin Dolan of Griswold both move on. At 138, Tanner Potter of Griswold was the champ. Also at 145, Cody Kingery of Underwood and Josh Matheny of Griswold are first and second. At 170 pounds, Peyton Hausman of Riverside was the champ. He moves on. Brandon Paulson of Riverside, runner-up at 182. And also at heavyweight, Jacob Steinbeck of Griswold was the runner-up, and he'll move on as well to the Saturday district meet. Also in a 1A sectional at Nottoway Valley High School in Greenfield Saturday, it was Guthrie Center winning the team title and Panorama the runner-up, and both will qualify as teams for the regional team duels this week. Guthrie Center had 9 qualifiers individually move on to districts. Panorama had 6, Mount Air with 4, Nottoway Valley had 3, Corning with 2, while West Central Valley, East Union, and Martinsdale St. Mary's all had 1 qualifier advance through to the district round coming up yet this week. On Saturday, basketball and girls hoops on Saturday. It was Harlan defeating Panorama 54-40. Lewis Central topping Creston 61-23. Glenwood beat St. Albert 47-36. Trainer over Clarinda 60-44. Sydney beat Omaha Christian 57-32. Orient Maxburg over Mormon Trail 45-33. In the West Central Valley Conference, the Western Valley Conference Championship, it was Lawton Bronson upending IKM Manning 82-63. On the boys' side Saturday, Creston beat Lewis Central 59-39, Glenwood over St. Albert 51-42, Trainer beat Clarinda 79-40, Sydney over Omaha Christian 55-52, Mormon Trail beat Orient Maxburg 69-33, and in the Western Valley Conference boys basketball championship game, it was IKM Manning in overtime over Lawton Bronson 56-54. In college men's hoops yesterday, Minnesota hit a three with 11.5 seconds left in the game to take a one-point lead. Iowa then turned the ball over and had to foul, and the Gophers made two free throws, while Iowa missed a three at the buzzer to could have tied the game, and they fell 62-59 in Minneapolis on Sunday. Hawkeye freshman Mike Gasell said in the postgame that they needed to do a better job defensively late in the game.
You know, we got to do a better job of not giving up a three in that situation. I mean, we're up two. The worst thing we got to do there is give up a two. I mean, the three is the last thing you want to give up. And, you know, he hit a big-time shot. You know, we had our chances. I think we just dug too big of a hole right at the beginning of the game. We weren't ready to go, and we got to change that.
He says it's another tough loss, but they have to move on.
We've had a few that we've let go this year, and you know we gotta just put those past us, and you know we gotta continue to stay positive. We can't get down to this. We got a bunch of games coming up still, and we gotta move on.
Head coach Fran McCaffrey said the slow start to the game was tough, as was the way it ended.
Yeah, I think that's the most disappointing thing, that we would come on the road in this environment with an opportunity to do something special and get down 14-2. That is phenomenally disappointing.
He said the big three by Minnesota wasn't because they weren't ready. He says they could have gotten there a little bit quicker. It was their best three-point shooter. Gasell led Iowa with 11 points, while Aaron White and Zach McCabe each had 10. Iowa's now 14-8 overall. They're 3-6 in Big Ten play, and they'll head on the road Wednesday to face off against Wisconsin. It was no contest at Louisville, where the 12th-ranked Cardinals raced past number 25 Marquette 70-51 as they're back into the thick of things in the Big East race. Rick Pitino's team is 18-4 with a 6-3 record in the Big East. The Golden Eagles fall back into a tie with Syracuse atop the conference standings. They're 6-2, 15-5 overall on the season. Carly Roser's layup just before time expired lifted Northwestern to a 67-65 Big Ten women's win over number 24 Iowa Sunday. The Hawkeyes had tied the game with Melissa Dixon's basket with 3 seconds to play. Dixon led the home team in Iowa City with 21 points. Northwestern trailed 42-27 with 15:26 to play, but they were able to rally back. Jamie Printy had 12 points, and Samantha Logic had 11 points and 12 rebounds for Iowa. Morgan Johnson scored 11 before fouling out. Iowa moved into the rankings this week, but lost at Illinois and then lost yesterday. The Hawkeyes had won 19 of their previous 20 meetings with the Wildcats, as Iowa falls to 16-7 overall. They're 5-4 in Big Ten conference play. In the NBA yesterday, just three games. It was Boston over L.A., the Clippers, 106-104. The L.A. Lakers beat Detroit 98-97, and Miami over Toronto 100-85. Just four games in the National Hockey League Sunday. Pittsburgh beat Washington 6-3. Montreal over Ottawa 2-1. Florida 4-3 over Buffalo, while New Jersey shut out the New York Islanders 3-0. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, from blowout to blackout to shootout, Joe Flacco and the Baltimore Ravens had just enough power to survive one of the most electric Super Bowls ever. The Ravens used a last-gasp defensive stand to hold off the San Francisco 49ers to win a wild one, 34-31. It's the Ravens' second Super Bowl title in 12 years. Flacco tossed three touchdown passes in the first half as the Ravens opened a 21-6 halftime edge. Jacoby Jones opened the second half with an electrifying 108-yard touchdown record run, the longest kickoff return in Super Bowl history. Then a power outage delayed play for 35 minutes, which seemed to breathe some life into the Niners. Trailing 28-6 when the power went out, San Francisco came to life with 17 points over a 4-14 stretch of the third quarter to make it 28-23. After Baltimore took a 31-23 lead, the Niners scored a touchdown to cut it to 31-29. San Francisco's two-point conversion failed. Baltimore added a late field goal and then in the final seconds took an intentional safety to make the final margin 34-31. Winning coach John Harbaugh said of his cardiac team, "It's never pretty, it's never perfect, but it's us." Baltimore also won the Super Bowl in 2001. Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco put off contract talks with Baltimore until after the season was done, and it seems like a pretty good decision now in hindsight. Capping a perfect postseason, the unassuming and unheralded Flacco completed 22 of 33 passes for 287 yards and three first-half touchdowns as he earned the Super Bowl MVP award for leading the Ravens to their Super Bowl victory. Flacco silenced any questions about just how good he is and where he belongs in the conversation about the league's best quarterbacks. He's only the sixth in 47 Super Bowls to throw for three scores and a half, connecting with Anquan Boldin, Dennis Pitta, and Jacoby Jones for scores. Well, the Harbaugh family knows how to throw a super party. In the end, it was older brother John and his Baltimore Ravens who came out on top over younger brother Jim and the San Francisco 49ers. After the game, John Harbaugh said it was tough to compete against his brother. The brothers met at midfield as the confetti rained down, and John Harbaugh says, "I told him I loved him," and he said, "Congratulations." John is now 2-0 against his brother. The Ravens beat the Niners 16-6 in their first meeting on Thanksgiving night in 2011. Well, the Super Bowl was delayed because of that power outage Sunday, plunging parts of the Superdome into darkness, leading to a 34-plus minute delay in the biggest game of the year. The Ravens were leading 28-6 when most of the lights in the 73,000-seat building went out, with 13:22 left in the third quarter. Auxiliary power kept the playing field from going totally dark, but escalators stopped working, and the concourses were only illuminated by small banks of lights tied into emergency service. The players milled around on the sidelines. Some took a seat on the bench, others on the field. A few of the Ravens threw footballs around. A spokesman for the New Orleans Power Company said the outage appeared to originate in a failure of equipment that was maintained by the stadium staff. Hundreds of giddy Ravens fans poured into the street, whooping, hollering, dancing, and high-fiving complete strangers as they celebrated their team's victory. Patrons who had packed into Mother's Federal Hill Grill to watch the team's second Super Bowl appearance since the team arrived in Baltimore in 1996 jumped up onto the bar and began belting out a rendition of the Queen's song "We Are the Champions" as bartenders sprayed purple party string into the air. Andrew Beiler screamed immediately after the game, saying, "I love this team and I love this city." Another fan, Michael Fall, said he planned to take Monday off from his accounting job and his boss was going to do the same. And in golf yesterday, Phil Mickelson completed an outstanding week of golf with a four-shot win at the Phoenix Open. Mickelson, who opened with an 11-under 60 on day one, shot a final round 67 to finish 28-under par. Brant Snedeker was second at 24-under after a 6-under 65 Sunday. The round of the day belonged to Scott Piercy. He shot a 10-under 61 as he placed third at 23-under in that tourney. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.